This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you are trying to find love, but it's hard. It's hard to date somebody new when you got baggage. And I'm not saying bad baggage, but you don't come just you. A lot of times when you're kind of middle-aged and out there dating, or maybe not middle-aged yet, but, you know, some of you have kids. Some of you have maybe some health issues. Some of you have had maybe a prior divorce, so you have an ex. So it's kind of hard, but you make it work. What a lot of people don't realize is if you have a dog or a cat or a pet, that could kill the relationship. I've seen people where, you know, the person they're in love with is deathly allergic to the animal. And they just can't do it anymore. Or you have to choose between the pet or the person you're dating. I was asked by a listener once what to do. And you would think, okay, wait a second. I mean, you're in love with somebody. You choose the person you're in love with over the pet. But then I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I go, are you afraid you guys are going to break up? And he said, exactly. So you don't give up your pets that early. You don't. I don't think I would. If Corey ever left me and I was dating, you know, and I got the dog and I got rescue kittens and stuff, I mean, unless I found a really, really good home and I could visit them, and I knew that they would be treated as well as I treat them, and somebody would be singing stupid songs to them, like, oh my gosh, a cupcake to G, you know, all the stuff that I do. If I knew that they'd be taken good care of, maybe. If I was trying to start a relationship with somebody who was allergic. But, no. Because they could dump me. And then I'm going to be all alone. And they're my babies. I love it when you guys look at pets as your children. I think that's fantastic. I mean, as long as you don't love your pet more than your kids. You know, sometimes my kids notice that. You know, my kids will come back from working out. You know, maybe they didn't shower in a day or two. And I'm, you know, they're like, oh, cuddles. And I'm like, no, you stink. I take a bath. Yet the dog could have just rolled in poop. And I'm like, oh my God, Lizzie, I need to scrub that dishy because I got poop all over the dishy. And my kids are like, you don't do that. Well, I used to when my kids were babies. I'm like, oh my God, take a dishy, I got to clean the dishy. Change the diaper. You know, I'd make this song, going to make a dishy clean. And I'd sing the song right before they would take a bath and they would climb up the stairs. They would like crawl up the stairs. It was so cute. But now that they're older, I'm like, take a bath. Take a shower. Put the deodorant on. So my kids think I love the animals more than them. Keeps them on their toes. My husband knows. Right? Who takes up most of the bed? The dog. The dog wants to be on the bed. I'm not going to kick the dog off the bed. Well, I'm here. This is where I sleep. Nah, I let him sleep on the bed. Of course it's his bed. So now I hear there's a Tinder-style dating app for dog lovers. It's called Dig. It's a Tinder-style platform. It's been activated in cities like Austin, Atlanta, Miami, San Francisco, being rolled out to others, including Denver and Dallas, from the end of June. And I guess people are trying to match up based on, you know, if their dogs can be compatible or not. Co-founder of Dig, Casey Isaacson, told the Denver Post, her overall goal with Dig is to provide an easy, fun way to connect dog lovers who are looking to find more love in their life of the two-legged variety. The app was set up in New Orleans and Louisiana, but first launched in New York. Wait, so wait a second. Does it help? It's a dating app for dog lovers. I don't think it gets you another dog. Hold on a second. Yeah, because I don't think I could find a dog online like that. Oh, they even suggest dog-appropriate dates for the dogs. So the dogs can even hook up. Okay, this makes absolutely no sense. Yeah, I don't need my dog falling in love with anybody else. Apparently there are 65,000 users across the U.S. Co-founder Lee Isaacson said you will likely have better luck finding a match in the cities where we filmed launch events, started marketing, started connecting with dog businesses. Some cities like Dallas and San Diego have taken off on their own. So they see members look at others' dog user profiles and allow them to message in the same way Tinder does. And the aim is to help dog lovers avoid dates with people who would not accept their pet, but it is also available for prospective dog owners. And the app even suggests dog-appropriate events for the users, as well as a filter based on the size of dog deemed acceptable. Yeah, I gotta tell you guys, whenever you guys want to do a first date, we've talked about first dates. First dates are really, really tough. So don't make it a date. Your first date should never be a first date. So what you should do is, you know what, I got to walk the dog. I'm going to be taking my dog to the park. There's going to be this dog event. You want to meet me there. Very low key. Very low chance of getting attacked because it's going to be in a public place and you're going to have your dog. Although my dog, I don't think would attack my attacker. My cats would. No, maybe not. I don't know. Remember that one video where that kid was getting attacked by a dog and the cat took on the dog? I was like, oh, that's a good kitty cat. But, yeah, I don't know if my cat Shake if he definitely wouldn't. He'd be like, just feed me. Whoever wins, you know, you own me, just feed me. So it's a really, really low-key way to kind of meet somebody and, you know, kind of get your game on. The dog, here's the problem. What if they don't like your dog? You know, my cats are not the highlight of my whole profile. So if I'm dating somebody new and they see that Shaky Boo just peed on their jacket, I'm done. I never get a chance with that guy. So, Corey could leave me. I hope he doesn't, but I have to think about these things. Right now, I am so unmarketable out there for dating. Yeah, if Corey left me, I would have to do a whole lot. I'd have to lose some weight. I'd have to probably, you know, get some Botox. I'd probably have to probably get a better wearing bra. I'd probably have to, and then I'd have to do something with pets. I don't know. Oh, yeah, and then my mom. Yeah, I'd have to tell them that my mom lives across the country. I love my mommy. Yeah, I just don't see anybody dating me. They think my baggage is like, you know, a truckload. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the Medicare for All topic got kind of quiet for a little bit. And whenever things get quiet in the news, you think, oh, all right, so it's not going to happen. No. It's still there. And the latest report came out a day ago saying that Bernie Sanders will probably raise payroll and income taxes to pay for Medicare for All. He has to. There is no way to do Medicare for All without bringing in a crap load of money. We talked about this in the first hour of the show, where currently you guys are paying 1.45% of your paycheck, if you're an employee, to Medicare. And that would be about 145. So if you make 100,000 a year, I miscalculated. Yeah, it's about 1,400. Oops, I'm so stupid. I miscalculated that. Anyway, so Oh, man. I miscalculated. Anyway, no big deal. That's about, what, $1,400, $1,500 a year. If you are both the employer and the employee, meaning that if you own your own business, you have to pay 2.9%. So 2.9% is $2,900. And so $2,900 a year for your Medicare now doesn't cut it. Let's talk about if you need, you know, heart transplant, if you have a heart attack, if you need medications, if you need a physical, if you need, you know, biopsy, you're going to go through that. MRI, easy. Now, people say, well, yeah, but you have young people paying that also. So that's why we have enough money to keep Medicare going. Now, it's not enough. That's why they're expecting us to lose money. It's not enough. So the idea of Medicare for all means we're going to need more money. Now, Bernie Sanders had originally suggested that we would raise money by adding a 6.2% income-based premiums by employers, bringing in an extra $630 billion, a 2.2% income-based premium paid by households who make more than $28,800, then progressive income tax rates for Americans who earn more than $250,000 a year, and then capital gains, limiting tax deductions, a new responsible estate tax to people who own homes, then more health-related tax expenses that could interplay. So we, I guess, somebody must have asked him for more detail. And while campaigning in New Hampshire, he responded to his audience member's question about payment by saying he would likely raise payroll taxes on employers as well as income taxes on high-income earners. Because that's what everybody says. We're going to make the rich pay more, and we're going to make employers pay more. He said, it would cost you an ordinary American a lot less than you are currently spending on average. Well, yeah, thanks to Obamacare. Do I think Medicare for All may be less money than Obamacare? That's a tough question. I don't know. My knee-jerk answer is yes, initially. The initial tax hike for you having Medicare for All will, I think, be less than what you're currently paying for some of these crappy high deductibles and high premiums. I think so. But then long term, no. I think you guys are going to be paying up the yin-yang. So I'm not sure exactly what the body part yin-yang is. I was in anatomy class going, excuse me, what's a yin-yang? There's no yin-yang. But up the yin-yang, my guess is it's GI related. Intestinal. He also says campaign purposefully didn't put out a detailed account of his payment plan, purposefully, because it would engender enormous debate. Bernie Sanders, I kind of like, not so much as president, but, I mean, he also says it like it is. He's not going to BS. He's like, no, I'm not going to give you a detailed account because you guys are going to rip it apart. I mean, that's pretty honest. Not very helpful. I'd like some more detail. But in order for him to win and beat Joe Biden in the primary, he needs people that are so, you know, juiced up and psyched out for this Medicare for All that's when he needs to lay out the plan. So he's pretty honest about that. And he's just one of many progressive 2020 candidates that want Medicare for All. So the proposal has received varying cost estimates. According to the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget, a Medicare for All proposal from Representative Pramila Jayapal would cost about $28 trillion to $32 trillion over a decade. The American Action Forum estimated the Green New Deal's provision for universal health care would cost $36 trillion, with $260,000 in cost per household. Another study from the Mercatus Institute, typically perceived as kind of leaning right, predicted, again, a $32 trillion price tag in 10 years. But they think we might save $2 trillion of those 32. But then we'll have $3 trillion in additional costs. So, I mean, when they start talking trillions, I'm sorry, guys, that's just over me. I can't conceptualize that. I mean, we're already spending billions, if not trillions. But my problem is I just don't see us having enough doctors that want to take Medicare. I see medical boards needing to force people to take Medicare. And we were talking about that. I didn't go into too much detail. But the reason why a lot of doctors don't take Medicare, one is the government very easily doesn't pay sometimes. And trying to fight them to pay, you just give up. But the other reason is, you know, the average Medicare patient right now is older, a little bit more involved. So it's not like a simple, oh, I'm going to look at your ear, you have an ear infection, here's an antibiotic, go. It's, something's wrong. You know, there's this, you know, you're losing your memory, how's your heart? Let's check the bottom of your feet, let's check for bed sores, let's, you know, how's your love life going on? How's your hormones doing? There's a lot more that's involved in patients who are older. How's the rehab going for the hip fracture? Well, how's your stomach doing? You know, you guys are going out, you're drinking, you're, you know, how's your stomach lining doing? Are you at risk for an STD? You're dating? So there's a lot, they're longer visits. I don't know how geriatricians do it. How do geriatricians see the same number of patients that the average family doctor does? Many times they can't. You got to spend more time. ER docs and urgent care doctors, we learned how to work very quickly. So we learned how to, you know, see a patient in relatively quick time and multitask. I remember sewing somebody up. Somebody comes in going, look at this person's EKG. Good, look at this person's X-ray. Because while I'm sewing, I could be like, okay, put this person here, call this person, call this person, call this person. You're basically seeing two, three patients at once sometimes in a busy ER. So if the average doctor is now an employee and they have to see X amount of patients and, you know, people are older and they're on, you know, the average person's like, you know what, we need to kind of start limiting how many Medicare patients we take. Nobody wants to say we want to limit the age. They don't want to look like age discrimination. But if Medicare currently takes care of people of higher ages, then a lot of people say, well, I just don't take Medicare. I can limit the amount of older people I see. Medicare for All will fix that because now everybody has Medicare. But the problem is we don't have a lot of doctors that take Medicare anymore. So how do we get them back into the program? Younger doctors, I think, are you know, signed up for Medicaid, Medicare. A lot of the older doctors are like, no, I'm going to start doing concierge. I can't tell you how many people, and they're even middle age, that are starting to do concierge, going, you know what, I just want to see 10 a day, no more than 10 a day, and be done for the day. And mind you, there's some good care you could give with 10 a day, much better than 60 a day. I could spend the time. I could shoot the breeze. Doctors like to talk. They like to teach. They don't want to say, you know what, I'm going to have to deal with that next time. Nurse practitioners, PAs, we all like it that way, you know? As an MD, I learned to spend an hour with the patient when I was in training. Truth of the matter is you can't do that. Sometimes you only have 10 minutes, if that. So Medicare for All means not only a whole overhaul of how we spend money. The restrictions are going to be worse than what we see with Obamacare. But do we have the providers that are now going to step up? And are they going to take Medicare? And if there's no private health insurance, because Medicare for All will basically put out of business private health insurance, because why would you pay for private health insurance if you could take the free, you know, if you could take the free? Although one senator is suggesting a buy-in. Senator Debbie Stabenow is suggesting a buy-in. We'll probably talk about that later in the week. But if it's cheaper than private insurance is gone. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is delivering remarks at the 2019 U.S. Air Force Academy graduation ceremony in Colorado. Now, before leaving for Colorado, President Trump talks about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe of Russian interference into the election in 2016.
Now, Russia did not help me get elected. You know who got me elected? You know who got me elected? I got me elected. Russia didn't help me at all.
There's now a new section of the 9/11 Memorial in Lower Manhattan dedicated to those who have died and are sick from being exposed to the toxins following the terrorist attacks.
For 9 months, they worked tirelessly and selfishly around the clock under conditions that were grim and dangerous. Some searched for survivors and then for remains.
Memorial and Museum Chairman Michael Bloomberg was on hand and among those who delivered remarks at the ceremony. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, oh my gosh. You know, they say chocolate chips and hamburgers are among ultra-processed foods that are linked to early death. Oh, come on. Those are like my favorite foods. They say researchers from Spain and France published their findings on the consumption of processed food in the British Medical Journal Wednesday. And the study from Navarra University followed about 20,000 people for 2 decades. It sorted processed food into 4 categories, from unprocessed to ultra-processed, and found that those falling into the latter group were all linked to early deaths, all of them. Eating 5 or more servings of ultra-processed food per day increased the risk of mortality by 62%, the study authors claimed, with each additional serving increasing the mortality hazard by 18%. What was still the main cause of death? Cancer. Average age was 58 years old of death. They say processed meats, sugar-sweetened beverages, dairy products, and french fries were the main foods contributing to the ultra-processed food consumed. So what does the ultra-processed food category include? Well, chocolate, cookies, I'm so screwed, potato chips, pizza, meatballs, donuts, mayonnaise, margarine, breakfast cereals, milkshakes, soda and sweetened drinks, chicken nuggets, croissants and pastries, processed meats like salami and hamburgers, instant soups, ice cream, and alcohol produced by distillation like whiskey and gin. Then foods that have been processed to a lesser extent were also linked to mortality. The next highest risk category was those with salt or sugar, or foods from smoking or curing, canned vegetables, fruit and syrup, cheese, bread, salted or sugared nuts. See, a lot of us try to eat more nuts, but the only way we could get more nuts in is if they have, you know, some salt on them or sugared. 335 deaths occurred among the participants of the study. Those recording the highest consumption of ultra-processed foods were the ones most at risk. So then, other study published in the University of Paris and the University of Montpellier monitored the dietary habits of 105,000 people over the age of 18 between the years of 2009 and 2018. And they found a clear link. Now, I don't like this study because it scares me. I might eat a turkey sandwich. Try to be healthy at lunch, eat a turkey sandwich. It's got mayonnaise. Maybe it has margarine on it. I love pizza. And you're like, what is so wrong with pizza? See, the Italians eat pretty healthy. What is so wrong with pizza? You have flour, some dough. Then you put tomato sauce on it, and cooked tomatoes are healthy. Then you put some cheese, maybe mozzarella. Add some vegetables, meat. Why would that be unhealthy? Well, if the pepperoni is processed, if the tomato sauce is processed and not fresh, if the dough had preservatives, you're screwed. So if you really kind of look at what you eat all day long, you find out that you're in trouble. So for those of you that have, or like your kid eats breakfast cereal in the morning, then if they have chicken nuggets at lunch, and then for dinner, you have pizza, you're not doing any good for your kid. 1-877-DOCDALI. They say if children are bullied for being chubby, they gain more weight. Now, we know a lot of kids that said, well, I lost the weight because I was made fun of. But that's not usually how most children think. They stress out and they may eat more. They say overweight children bullied about their weight put on an average of 7 ounces more body weight every year than kids who are not bullied. And it's because they eat to cope with the emotional pain, they avoid exercise out of embarrassment, or maybe their weight gain is because of a hormone imbalance they were going to gain anyway. 1 in 3 kids are overweight. Many of them are going to be facing diabetes. They're going to be facing heart disease, high blood pressure. So how do we stop the fat shaming? Not sure. In this study, they were looking at 11-year-olds. These were scientists at the Uniformed Services University of Health Sciences in Maryland. They surveyed 110 children and tracked their weight for up to 15 years. They were 11 years old on average at the beginning of the study and were either overweight already or had 2 overweight parents. About half said they had been teased about their weight at least once, even though they weren't already overweight. And maybe it's because of either cyberbullying or being excluded from social groups or being picked last in PE. Remember, they would pick teams and you would be sitting there waiting there, and I wasn't overweight. I was, you know, I was pretty good normal weight. I just wasn't the best athlete. You know? And so everybody would be picking the boys first, the fast ones. You're like, yeah, I know why they picked him. I know why they picked him. And then here I was like, well, okay, I guess I'll pick Dolly. I say, yeah, I wasn't the last one. I was picked to the last. Sucks being the last one. Anyway, scientists measured how people's body mass index changed over time. Healthy ranges between 18 to 24. And people who experienced teasing saw their BMI raise 0.76. Showed young people bullied for their weight put on approximately a third more weight. Yeah, you know, we tried to do anti-bullying. I think the last 10, 15 years, people have tried to be anti-bullying. In fact, the American Academy of Pediatrics released new guidelines in 2017 suggesting doctors and health experts use less stigmatizing words to avoid upsetting overweight people. It said discuss weight in a way which made it sound bad could lead to people binge eating, create feelings of isolation, and turn parents off seeking help. They said quit using the term fat, obese, extremely obese, because those are undesirable, they're stigmatizing. And try to use neutral terms of unhealthy weight. Now, I agree with that. Using the term unhealthy weight, however, there was a study that came out saying diabetes is going down, but obesity is still going up. So we're not doing what we should when it comes to weight. And maybe we need to be old school. I mean, I remember my grandma, I was younger, and I was starting to get some curves. And my grandma looked at me, she said, your butt's too big. You got a big butt. Now, you know, maybe she was starting to get dementia, I don't know. But I'm like, all right, I'm exercising. I mean, that changed me. You know how many people will quit smoking because one of their loved ones goes into like a coma or can't breathe? Or, you know, gets pneumonia or somebody has a life-changing event? No. You don't want to worry them. You don't want to stress them. Well, sometimes we need to buck up. I mean, if your kid needs to eat vegetables, you eat your gosh darn vegetables. If the kid needs to get off their butt and start exercising, you tell the kid to get off their butt. You know, I tried that with my kids. You know, I remember when I first had kids, you weren't supposed to say bad boy or good boy. You were supposed to, you don't generalize who they are. You identify the act that they did. So if, you know, a kid sets fire to the house, you know, playing with fire is bad, as opposed to going bad boy. Now, when your house is burning down, you're like, bad. You're going to say more than bad boy. Okay? It's going to happen. But I tried that with my kids. Going, oh, you know, you made a healthy choice. You know, not reaching for that cookie. Well, he didn't reach out for that cookie because he found a candy bar. You know? So finally, I'm like, you know what? Stop the sugar. Stop it. You're going to get cavities. You're going to get fat. You're going to get a heart disease. You're going to have diabetes. You're going to die like your grandfather. Stop it now. Stop. I mean, we talk straight in our family. Yeah, we're worried about the psychological stigmatization or whatever. Well, you know what I think we need to do? We need to identify some of the people who are vulnerable to that. But the average person needs to be able to take it. I mean, look back at caveman days. If you had to run to get the zebra for your eats that night, for your meal, if you didn't make it, and the guy that got the zebra is carrying it on his shoulders, looking at you like, too slow, and you don't have the zebra, and his family does, and you sit there, what are you going to do? You're going to try to be out there early. You're going to try to step it up. So, you know, people need to step it up. And maybe we're spending, especially with obesity rising, we're spending too much time trying to kid glove everybody.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taylor asks, if we raise minimum wage, could that help pay for Medicare for all? So I think he's talking about the federal minimum wage. The federal minimum wage is at about $7.25 an hour. I don't even know if the federal minimum wage is even relevant anymore, because states all over are raising their minimum wages. I think the Nevada Assembly, I live in Nevada, their assembly passed raising minimum wage to $12 an hour. I'm not sure if that's going to be in a stepwise fashion or just go from where we are, which I believe right about 10 to 11 an hour, I think, right now, or maybe less, going right up to 12. When I kind of look at the states and their minimum wages, I see what Taylor's talking about. Medicare for all or any sort of new healthcare system is going to have to be paid by you and I. Will actually be paid by you, the working you and I. If you're not working, and you're on government aid and you're not making the income, you aren't paying. So how many people are working in the United States and putting money into the system? Well, we're hearing numbers of 50%, maybe less, who are working, able to work. And some people can say, what? That's a gross underestimation. Well, I don't know. Think about the kids. Think about older individuals. Think about disabled. There's a lot of people that don't work. Now you have a lot of kids that are on the parents' couch, not holding a job, getting a paycheck. So now you're starting to add some 20-some-year-olds. You start adding college for all. Now you have those people not in the workforce. Not to mention the automation takeover. We're having less and less people pay taxes. So, yes, if they make more money, you could tax them more. I mean, that's one way to get money into the government, is make the employer pay the employee more. And because the tax rate is the same, 1.45% for Medicare, let's say, and 4.5% security, Social Security, or whatever, that will get more money to the state. So, yeah, if the government wants more money coming in, raise the minimum wage. Minimum wage federally hasn't been raised since July 2009. And Trump does not think like Obama did. You know, he doesn't want to pinch employers because he thinks employers will fire people. And Trump has been able to boast a real good employment rate. The unemployment rate has been lower than it ever has in decades, and so the economy's been doing pretty good. So when people say, why the hell isn't the federal minimum wage rising? I think, you know, they're just kind of laying low. Now, the Department of Labor has suggested that we go up to $10.35 an hour. We probably do need to go up. I think that minimum wage is ridiculous, but like I said, most people don't follow it. Alaska, their minimum wage is $9.89. Arizona's $11 an hour. Arkansas, $9.25. California is $12 an hour. I think California may be going to $15. I have to double check. Colorado, $11.10 an hour. Connecticut is going up to $15 an hour. Delaware, $8.75. D.C., $13.25. Let me see. Who has $7.25? Is still Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky. Louisiana, I don't think, has a minimum wage. I need to look that up. I don't think anybody is over $15. I'm looking right now. Most people range from $7.25 to $11. Let's look at Washington State. Washington State is at 12, going up to 13.50 in 2020. I think Connecticut is going to be, going up in steps to get to 15.50. You have to. If you double, you know, minimum wage, an employer is going to have the employees. Well, it wouldn't be double, but it'd be going up 50%. So, because Connecticut's wage right now is about $10.10 an hour. So most states are already kind of doing their own thing. So if you work in one of these states, that's your minimum wage. The federal government has a basement, a floor, so no state could go below that. But most states are going above that. So the federal government doesn't necessarily have to change that. It would look nice if they did. But the problem is, from an economy standpoint and a psychology standpoint, is if Trump starts to do that, employers start to panic a little bit. Other states are like, well, yeah, we'll do it too. And then you start to have this push for employers to pay more. And every time you start to make the employers antsy, they go, okay, we got to cut costs. You know, I don't know if you've ever been in these business meetings or seen what board meetings do or whatever, but they have to look ahead at the next fiscal quarter, the next year. Because nobody wants to lose their job next year. So they need to look at how they're going to make money. Same thing with hospitals. Same thing with medical clinics. If this insurance company is going to screw us over and dump a lot of providers or pay us less, what are we going to do so our bottom line doesn't change? And it blows my mind how many companies have to spend so much time on their budget because of all these changes, rather than spending the time on consumer satisfaction. Or a better product, or a better service. You know, some insurance companies will have a clinic for their members to go to, a free clinic, to get them away from going to the doctor. This way they can control the free clinic, make it cheaper. But it does save costs. And a lot of the employees like it because it's a free clinic. They don't have to spend money. So if you go to this clinic, it's free. But if you go to an outside doctor, you have to pay. But then these outside doctors are like, we just lost all those patients. All those patients now are leaving. So a lot of that fluidity and variability that's going to happen to somebody's bottom line starts to mess with you. So now a company, let's say they're in food service, goes, okay, we're going to be losing money. So let's figure out how to cut costs, cut labor. Maybe we don't need to add extra fruit to the plate. I can't tell you how. I remember going to eat, whether it was a Denny's or whatever, and there'd be so much garnish. There'd be so much extra stuff on the plate. Now, it's just the eggs or whatever. Maybe not at Denny's, but you know what I'm talking about. Well, ways come, well, nobody eats the lettuce on the plate. Nobody eats the garnish. Why are we spending money on the garnish? I'm even noticing even fancy restaurants don't have all the garnish. See, fancy restaurants, they have maybe the whitest of plates in terms of stuff not being on there. It's crazy. It's like just the meat, just the steak. And then you can add the sides that you have to pay for. So anyway, people have to figure out ways to spend money. And you make people nervous when you start to raise wages, raise taxes. You know, minimum wage usually affects fast food. Fast food has been able to get by with a $7.25 an hour. Unless the state demands $11 or $9.25. So you start to up it. Now, more kiosks. More automation. So you have to be careful. Yeah, more tax money will go in. The Democrats like more tax dollars going in. They like ways to kind of indirectly bring in more money, or they'll just direct, if you're middle to lower class, if you're upper class, they just directly go, oh, yeah, because it's popular. The rich pay more. Well, and they got Hollywood to back them. Hollywood's like, yeah, that's fine. We'll pay more. We're making all this money. We're fine paying more. They complain privately, but publicly. Like, oh, yeah, absolutely. If you want to take an extra million or 2 million, fine. But then again, some of these people are so rich, they don't notice it. Yet rich people do like tax breaks. Pay for Medicare for all. Bernie Sanders is going to be changing some of the tax breaks. Rich don't like that. You know, wealthy Democrats out there don't like getting hit with a lot of taxes. But sometimes, you know, you can make it work for you. Yeah. Rather than, you know, donating X amount to a charity, you could look like you're supporting a candidate, get some, you know, camera time, get some, you know. People know how to shunt money back and forth. But we need the rich. We need them putting money in. We need people working. We need a lot more people working, and we need a lot more people paying taxes. So I'm not sure the best way to make that happen. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.